good song.
That's right.
So I know that you John Phillips, sitting across from me, are just one of the many John Phillips that are out there. And I'm wagering a bet that the John Phillips on the line with us right now is the Johnny B. Good of the two of you.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. Because I've known you
case
for
could be made.
A few years. I cannot wait to talk to this next guest of ours. Why don't you set this the whole show up with who he is?
All right. So here's what happens. Essentially, every time I go on CNN, which is my other employer, I am talking politics, and I'm a Republican, and I'm typically on talking about the presidential election.
Well, it's not just you're a Republican. You are a Trump supporter.
I'm defending Donald Trump.
Right, because there are a lot of Republicans that are not Trump supporters.
Right.
Okay.
And if you go on Fox and you defend Donald Trump, you get a very different reaction than if you go on CNN and defend Trump.
Shark-infested waters CNN.
Sometimes that's true.
I mean, you get along well with all the people that work there, but the viewers are a little more liberal.
A mix.
Yeah.
It's
but
a mix.
Fox News has generally conservative viewers,
right.
But you also have some liberal people who watch.
Yeah, and of late, I've been drawing a lot of heat because I've been on a lot, and it's been very contentious. There's a lot of really hot-button issues that have been debated.
Your phrases are somewhat peppery at times.
So,
let's just throw that out there.
Sometimes I generate a little bit of a reaction on social media.
Sometimes.
Now, my Twitter handle is Johnny Don't Like. It's not John Phillips.
Your name is John Phillips.
That's right. Now, the man that has John Phillips on Twitter is a big-time attorney out of Florida.
How unfortunate for this poor gentleman.
Also a television talking head. He's on TV all the time. So when I go on sometimes and people get ginned up and upset, they send him my hate mail instead of sending it to me.
Welcome, John Phillips, to the show.
He's joining us right now.
Yeah. All the time lately. And I'm a Denver Trumper, too. And I'm like, hey, guys.
You know, I'm on your side.
I'm with you. It's the guy. It's Johnny B. Good. You know, it's Johnny
it.
Don't like. Except, you know.
No. Now, John, when did this start? You are an attorney, and ironically, you are a legal analyst, so you do some on-air spots down in. Now, what part of Florida are you in, if you don't mind saying?
We're in Jacksonville, and, you know, when I kind of hit the big light with Jordan Davis, and I commented on the Trayvon Martin case, and
okay.
Kind of was living on CNN and HLN for a while. It's when that John Phillips starting on Nancy Grace. And so we, you know, occasionally we would kind of cross paths on the TV screen. But, you know, I had my heyday. Mine's kind of faded off. And he's taken over.
Oh, yours hasn't gone. Yours is right there with him because you're.
He's paying me to say otherwise.
Oh my God! Now let me ask you: when did they first start rolling in? What kind of response were you getting? And were you like, what? What did I say? What the hell? Or did you know right away it was this John Phillips?
Yeah, I'm telling. There's like three or four of us John Phillips on Twitter who all beg to be verified. Cancel each other out. So none of us get verified. The football player, John Phillips, I think has the least followers of all of us.
Wow.
But there's, you know, there's a few of us. There's a radio guy out of Pittsburgh. And so we've kind of come to know each other just out of the having of this, you know, great name. But it's been recently, and I watch CNN a lot, so I've seen it. And like, oh my God, I can't believe he's gone there. But it's been lately that it's gotten quite heated because, like you said, he says, you know, some things about immigrants and and others that you know,
don't agree with. Yeah.
I don't. But it's, you know, the internet troll is such a unique individual that they don't care. You know, they're just out there to
to
spew. And it's kind of fun to watch both them and, you know, the mom and pop that's just kind of out there offended, but now are directing it at this John Phillips.
When was the most heat? Was it a couple weeks ago, or is it all just kind of a blur where you get bombarded and you're like, whoa, wait a second, what? I don't support Trump either. Like, how do you defend yourself, or do you even just throw in the towel? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm
by the way,
with it.
Just so you know, Phillips loves this. He thinks it's the most.
Sure
he loves it. Loves it.
Us Phillipses are like in that way, you know. We love that.
Oh yeah.
And so recently, it's been you know, it's been a little bit more crazy. And invariably, if I have time, I will flip the tweet, bring him in, and say, hey, you guys get to know each other. You know, leave me out of this. That hashtag never Trump.
Hashtag never Trump. And, like Rain Man, never Trump.
And by the way, did you hit my TED Talk? Because I need more views on it.
That's great. Wait, you did TED Talk? That's awesome.
Yeah, I did a TEDx in Jacksonville on poverty in the Jordan Davis case, which I was involved with.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, go out, add John Phillips' link there, you know, give it another 300,000 hits. But, unplugged. But, it's been interesting.
But wait, John mentioned something on Yelp, but when it goes over into your business, have people done things on Yelp to interfere or to hinder your law firm?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't looked at our Yelp in a while because, you know, we're not a restaurant. We don't really use it as much.
Okay, that was just John's wishful thinking because, you know, he's a Phillips that way, but go ahead.
It's entirely possible. You do see some businesses get, like, one-star Facebook all the time, you know, from... just like, you know, just the thing they say on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, a local ice cream station said some ice cream shop said some pretty bad about the LGBT community, and they, you know, they're basically taken out of business on them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so we haven't had, the only one stars I have are four in Turkey, but I don't even know, so I don't understand that. But go figure internet. But it's, for the most part, it's an occasional. I hate you. I hate what you're saying. Hey, I'm the other John Phillips.
Hashtag never Trump. Hashtag TED Talks. That's what you got to do. You got to be like Rain Man. Just hashtag never Trump. Yeah, no, I met John. He's a great guy. Hashtag never Trump.
Yeah, hashtag never Trump. You know, because I thought, you know, like our Twitter, our multiple year Twitter relationship, that John Phillips would be more like me and kind of be in the middle, but boy, he's not.
No, actually, so. You know what's funny is I will say off air, he's very, how do I say, it's a little like the Howard Stern. He's very strong on air. Off air, he's got strong opinions, but he's a little less, what's the word? Not polarizing, but you're
I feel him the same way off the air as I am on the air.
You are. I'm saying your opinions are strong, but you're also a bit of a teddy bear in person. Yeah. You're not opposite this, but yeah. You know what I mean? You don't think a little more of a teddy bear?
The best confusion story I have is I got all amped up, done Nancy Grace in a while. We all love Nancy or love to hate Nancy. She's going off the air, and, you know, a few weeks ago, probably a couple months ago now, her producer's probably like, we can't wait to have you. We're excited. John, we've heard great things about you. Haven't had you on in a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great. This is awesome. And booked me. I was going to get down to the street and do a satellite spot. And a call from, like, the assistant producer. They're like, you're not the John Phillips in California, are you?
We thought you were the other John Phillips. Oh,
yeah,
man.
No. He's like, well, he likes you, but we're kind of wanting to talk to him. I was like, let me give you his
now you're his booker. Now you're his agent. Forget about
that's
it.
Right.
Wow. Well, I apologize, Mr. John Phillips. My condolences for all the abuse that you must take, but from the trolls. But just know, take solace in knowing that Phillips is here laughing.
Well, he's a good sport about it. He's a good guy.
Great sport about it.
Yeah, I so appreciate you coming on the program, and sorry for all of the trolls that I've been inadvertently sending your way.
It's completely fine. You know, like I said, the first one of us to get there, I really have problems because all of our traffic's to go to that other poor guy.
Yeah. All right. John Phillips, attorney at law. You can get him on Twitter at John Phillips. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Bye, guys. Good time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Phillips.
Florida or not Florida.
Great
next.
Attitude, right?
Yeah. 790 KABC.
You know I was on the football team in high school. What? Equipment man.